I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order for Monday, March 21st, 2011. We have just concluded another successful half hour of preliminary meeting, which was really reading minutes and sorting through what the day's activities were going to be. I'd like to call on you, Bob, to offer the invocation.
Holy Father, thank you for this beautiful spring day. And if you could please be with our troops overseas and keep them safe. Be with the people of Japan and Libya in these times of trouble. And be with our leaders and grant them the wisdom that they need to serve the citizens well. And may we all do your will down here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dan, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dan, could I have those minutes just for a moment?
Okay, that's, yeah.
Gentlemen, we have in front of us prior commission meeting minutes, March 10, March 11, March 14, and March 16. Have you?
I've read through some of them. I know that one of our procedures have been if we make any changes before we approve them, we want them to be corrected. Mm-hmm. So I would move to table all these or repost once we get these. Go ahead, sir.
Actually, when we had our discussion with Donna just the other day, what we told her was we would, from this point forward, be approving minutes with changes on them.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
And highlighted. And right.
In written form, I told her I would write legibly. What I have done on each one of those sets has made different notes. If you would look at those, I know that Dan has.
And I've looked through most of them here.
And I would be receptive when you have finished that to each of the sets of the minutes with the exception of March 14th, of which I would like to hold back.
All right. I've solved these changes, so the 14th is the one I was concerned about. Okay. Motion to approve March 10th, 11th, and 16th with changes.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve draft minutes of March 10th, March 11th, and March 16th as corrected and amended. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
On the 14th, I think we're just going to keep those back, Nikki, just so we're going to work on those some more because some of the wording's not quite read. So I think we've got two now for the year that we've held back that we're working on, right?
And we can hold those till next week.
Yes.
Okay.
Who gets these? You want to? I just want to make sure there's a trail. I know it's not me. So you can hear everyone. We have witnesses. I've handed over the minutes. Perfect. Accounts payable, sir, is next. There is one bit of transfers in there from Road and Bridge employees covering the transfer station. On a few hours of some electrical work also. So I'm going to move that we approve accounts payable with checks 323770 through 323826 and warrants 5385 and transfers. And I didn't see any journal entries, but it wasn't any journal in transfers. So let me repeat that motion again. It's 323770 through 323826, warrants 5385, and with transfers.
Motion.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve accounts payable as numbered and warrants and transfers as presented. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously.
I believe we have a bid opening today, sir, and Linda's out ill today.
Correct.
So Nikki's going to go ahead and go through the process.
Our purchasing department.
Nikki, would you pull that microphone just a little closer because your voice is soft.
Okay. Our purchasing department went out for bid for a Ford truck F-550 cabin chassis only for emergency management. We received one no-bid response form back from Friendly Ford. And I have a bid here from Tri-Lakes. And that was the only one we received.
We only received one bid.
Correct.
So then process is normally Linda evaluate that with emergency management.
Correct.
Then come back with a recommendation for purchase.
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I think that's normal process.
Do you have anything else to add, Melissa?
We don't know if the specs met. That's the only thing. You have to check the specs.
I really don't have a whole lot. This is purchased through grant 100%. Reimbursement financing through a grant to replace the truck that we already have. So when we evaluate that, we need to make sure they address the disposal or the trade-in for the truck that we already have.
Okay.
And if we do that, then I guess we're good to go.
Excellent.
Thank you. So we're faced with this little dilemma. Our next item of business is not scheduled till 9:30.
Right.
So what I want us to consider for future, and I know that this agenda process that we're working on is a work in progress perhaps, is to do away with that middle time so that we could continue business without an interruption of a 20-minute recess as soon as we open.
That'd be fine.
That's what I've been for all the time, but...
That's the direction we gave her. This is what we asked Nikki, and so
I understand.
Great. So, well, Nikki, we're changing it again.
Wonderful.
Since the bulk of our work is scheduled for 9:30, between 9:30 and 2, I would say that we stand adjourned until 9:30.
Okay.
Stand in recess. Excuse me.
I'm going home.